Case number 12,543, John Burns and Catherine Cunningham seek a variance from the rear yard setback requirements for a proposed structure. Section is 115-34 and 115-183 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the north side of Marina Bay Circle within the Peninsula Development. The 911 address is 33469 Marina Bay Circle, Millsboro. The zoning district is MRRPC. The tax parcel is District 234, Map 30, Parcel 310, Unit 25. The applicant is requesting a 5.88-foot variance from the 10-foot rear yard setback requirement for a proposed sunroom and a 6.01-foot variance from the 10-foot rear yard for the proposed steps. We've received 2 letters of support, 0 opposition, and 1 mail return.
Is the applicant present? If you would please come forward and be sworn in with Mr. Sharp.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Catherine Cunningham, 33469 Marina Bay Circle, Millsboro, Delaware, 19966.
Thank you.
John Burns, 33469 Marina Bay Circle, Millsboro, Delaware.
You both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes. Sir.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Hi.
The floor is yours.
Okay, we're trying to, we have a paver patio that exists today that we'd like to enclose, and in the design to enclose it, sticks out into the setback by a little less than 6 feet. It's the rear of the house is directly on the setback, so it allows no room to attach the sunroom. And there's no other location where we could put an indoor-outdoor enclosure that can be installed. Very narrow space between the homes and the side setbacks. This was a builder's development project, not ours. There are many homes in the community which have sunrooms attached, the same style and finished materials we'll be using within the community. And due to the side setback being tight, encroaching into the rear setback area is the only possibility, and due to the narrow width of only 15 foot available, the depth must be enough to afford the minimum 200 square foot for furniture layout and egress path.
Does that complete your presentation?
I'm sorry?
Does that complete your presentation?
I think so, yes.
Okay. Are there any questions?
Does this meet homeowners, the Homeowners Association approval?
I've discussed it with them, and as soon as we get the variance, they'll go through the approval process. Yes.
Okay. And why exactly is this necessary?
Well, we would like to have some, be able to enjoy that part of the outdoors for 4 seasons. And the reason we had to put this, go into the setback area is to allow egress from the patio into the backyard.
Okay.
It's on a pretty pond. They have a pond right there that we enjoy. We'd like to be in that room, be able to enjoy the pond outside.
Bugs bad back there?
Sorry?
Are the bugs bad back there?
Sometimes, yes.
Yeah.
I know a guy.
Sir, you said that you've had a conversation with him. You have had a conversation with him?
I have, yes.
And what was their response?
Well, their response was to go get the variance, and if that gets approved, then they'll go through their process.
Do you have any reason to believe that if you received a variance that they would reject you?
No, I do not.
Are there any other variances that have been granted in a similar manner in this development?
I don't know that answer.
She'll find out.
Checking for the county. Thank you.
You have 2 letters here of support. Are they your next door neighbors?
Yes, they are.
On both sides?
Yep, and I also have letters from everybody in that block of homes.
Okay.
You see those four under five, phase 5B, area four, and letters from those three people. And across the street, actually.
Is this requested variance, does this include any kind of steps?
Yes, the steps come out to the right, so we'll be in that same footprint.
I'm okay with moving on if there's other questions.
Yeah, I do actually, now that I'm looking at it, there was a house, looks like maybe where that 311 is, right there, that had a variance, and back to, had a, I think it was a patio.
Any other questions? Sharp.
Thank you. Is this, what kind of dwelling is this? Is it a townhouse type style or is it a?
It's a single family home.
Single family. And are any other of your neighbors, do any of them have any structures that project as close to the rear yard as what you're proposing? And not a paper patio, but a sunroom or addition or part of the dwelling?
Not right now. They're all the homes pretty much right at the setback. However, my neighbor on the left side of the drawing is under construction to do something right there. So I believe it's just a patio.
Okay. So you don't think others will be seeking similar relief in your block?
Not that I know.
And were you the original owners of this? Did you have it built or was this something that you acquired after?
We were the original owners, but it was something that was constructed prior.
And you didn't look to perhaps do a smaller sunroom?
No, there would be. We'd have to extend steps out anyway. So what we wanted to do was make the steps sideways to the right, within the same bearings. The patio would be too small for the floor.
Yeah, I guess the question I look at is, it looks like pretty much all of your building envelope is used already. Is that correct? Or is there
yes.
Part of it?
That's correct.
How tall is your house?
A tall, just starting to grow.
All right, I have no further questions. Thank you.
Any further questions?
The applicant was correct. That was a variance for the rear yard on that adjacent parcel we were trying to zoom in. Yep.
For a?
Rear yard for a proposed patio.
I have a concern here. It's like the chicken and egg here for me because of the HOA and because it doesn't appear as though there were other variances that have been requested to build something similar to what you're requesting tonight. And so the personally, I'd be a lot more comfortable dealing with the variance if the HOA were to make the statement and say we'd be comfortable, because again, speaking just for myself, this becomes in my mind precedent setting for the development itself in terms of the building of other structures outside of the envelope from that perspective. So I don't have a question other than to make the statement that I'd be more comfortable voting for this if I had a position of the HOA. So I'm just giving you my statement.
I did go to them first.
Pardon me?
I did go to them first.
Understood.
And the guidance was to get this first from them.
And I appreciate their opinion. Thank you.
There are other structures close that are exactly, that are exactly what we are proposing. Right across the pond, it's the exact same thing. Really, all of them have these green porches, but...
But they're probably within the envelope?
That I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know either.
Right.
Understood.
Sir, roughly how long would it take to go through the HOA process?
I think they have a 45-day vote.
Okay.
Now, sir, you're still, I mean, if we approve it, that don't mean that you can still do it.
That's correct.
Right, so you could lose your $400 if they say that they don't want you to do it.
I understand.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, you can come back with that, and then they can still, you get approval then either way. You could do it that way, but
we're confident.
Yeah, okay. I mean,
full confidence.
Yeah, they've led us to believe that.
Yeah, I mean, because we've done it before, approved stuff without them to do it, and they went back and done it before. And you get that, you're taking that chance.
Yes.
Of losing that. Okay.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Any further questions or comments? Is there anyone here in favor of this application? Would you like to speak? Okay. If you would please. If you both would please step back to your. One second for civil.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We can have this clean. If you would be sworn in with Mr. Sharp.
Good evening. Please state your name and address for the record.
Joseph Gennetto, 33227 Spinners Drive, Millsboro, Delaware.
Can you spell your last name for us?
G-I-A-N-N-E-T-T-O.
Thank you. And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
So I'm in support of the application. I'm a neighbor of John's. I live in the same development just around the corner. I'm very familiar with the neighborhood. I'm very familiar with the project. So I just came in support of John. The project is consistent with the character of the neighborhood and is almost identical to many other projects, maybe within the envelope of the property that exists throughout the development. So I just wanted to express that support.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anyone here in opposition of this application? Operator?
Anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star.
Thank you. If there are no further questions, I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Sharp, could we table this until they have homeowners association approval?
You could leave it open.
How could we do that?
For a period of time, leave the record open for limited purpose of allowing the applicant to provide documentation for the homeowners association if they approve it. I think the one challenge here, I think Dr. Parson kind of nailed the head, the chicken and the egg theory. Sounds like the HOA may be reluctant to give that approval, at least based on the applicant's testimony, unless the board has approved it. I don't know if the applicant is able to obtain something to that effect, that the HOA will gives conditional approval provided the applicant can't get here. But I don't know if that has a process by which they would even entertain it until that approval of the county is given. And it sounds to me like, based on what the applicant testified to, he may not be able to obtain that either.
All right. Thank you.
Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12543, John Byrnes and Catherine Cunningham. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, nor substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use of development or adjacent property. And the variance represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief and represents the least modification of the regulation at issue.
Second. Motion and a second. Mr. Corman?
Nay.
Mr. Carson? Dr. Carson?
Voting no.
Mr. Workman?
Aye. For the reasons stated.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye. For my reasons stated.
Two for the reasons. So with a vote of 3-2, case number 12543 has been approved.